Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Beware the Ides of March, said the soothsayer. Yeah, man. Julius Caesar had to read the play as a junior in high school. Woo-hoo. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We got a March 15th and 16th, man. What do they call March, the cruelest of all months, is halfway through. Man, spring is on the way. Just a reminder, starting Monday, stocked trout waters statewide are closed to fishing until 8 a.m. April 5th. Exceptions are on pages 19 to 21 in the 2025 Freshwater Fishing Digest. Just a reminder for those of us who fish the Ocean County stocked waters as well, Lake Shenandoah will not be stocked this spring. I found this out at the Fish and Game Council meeting this past Tuesday because of dam repairs ongoing. They had to lower the water level. It might be ready for the one-shot stocking this coming November. But right now, there are no fish going to be stocked in Shenandoah for the spring. The 1,820 rainbows, including some of these breeders, they're up to 5-6 pounds, will be spread around in other area waters on the stocking list, you know, within close proximity. So it's probably going to include some, maybe a Monmouth County water or two. Turkey permits must be claimed by 11:59 p.m. this Wednesday, March 19th. Unclaimed permits will go into the over-the-counter sales pool. These go on sale 10 a.m. Monday, March 24th, and yes, it was decided on this past Tuesday, much to my chagrin, that they will be canceling the fall turkey season starting next year. And I'm telling you, great opinions on both sides. There were options, decided to close at the council vote. I think it was 4-2-1 or whatever, but it is closed. And here's my thing. Once the season is closed, mark my words, almost, I have the disclaimer, almost impossible to get it back. So that's it for the fall turkey season. Another reminder, too, the Governor's Surf Fishing Tournament is going to be held May 18th at Island Beach State Park. This family-friendly tournament will award prizes in age, species, and all gender category. A lot of stuff going on there. Register before April 19th and save on adult registration. You'll be eligible for additional prizes and be able to go directly to the beach to fish instead of having to stop at that pavilion and whatever and do all that registration stuff. Hey, man, it's Jabbing Striper Bite is on. Next couple of seconds, talking to Captain Brett Taylor. Striped bass on the fly by. Yeah, fly fishing for stripers. You're also going to touch on some flounder with the long rod. So grab that cup, grab that rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Beware the Ides of March. Ooh, how do I remember that? Amazing.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5. For complete contest rules, visit WPGTalkRadio.com.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
May I help you? I just wanted to request a late checkout, please.
Of course. That's $30 per hour for up to 4 hours.
Huh. Okay, but if you can offer a late checkout, then that probably means no one is staying in that room. So if it's empty, you know, maybe I can just stay a few extra hours.
Oh, aren't you adorable?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Jackson Hewitt wants you to save money on tax prep. We're saving money by having our intern rap in this commercial.
Don't stress. Jackson Hewitt's got expert tax prep, $149 or less. Yo, some tax guys lie about price. What? They got hidden fees. That ain't nice.
It's nice.
Don't ignore MC Kevin's rhyme, because this deal's for a limited time. $149.
For tax prep that's $149 or less, hurry into Jackson Hewitt today.
No cap.
Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest. The last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Once again, we're joined by our good friend Scott Spencer of Batteries Plus in Northfield and Mount Laurel. Scott, I know you can't wait to make this announcement, so take it away.
Batteries Plus has always been known for providing excellent sales and service to South Jersey. We're proud to announce our technology service centers are now 100% Apple and Samsung certified. Attaining these rigorous certifications with our technology partners is just another example of how we continue to deliver on our commitment to quality and our customers.
Can you explain what the certifications mean to your customers?
Having a Samsung and Apple certification, it's the training, it's the hours of support, it's the equipment that we're using, it's the software to check and double check to make sure that your repair is done right the first time, and all the components that we use to repair your phone, we use original Apple and Samsung parts.
Find just about any battery you need and also get your Apple or Samsung phone certified repaired. Scott, now tell us how to find you.
Go to batteriesplus.com, type in your location, and choose Northfield or Mount Laurel.
Hi, this is Paul from Circle Hyundai.
It's Circle Hyundai's annual Mad March for MS sales event. Every new Hyundai sold, Circle is making a donation to the National MS Society.
Plus, Mad Money, 3,000 off dealer posted price on any new Hyundai. Even the 2025 Hyundai Palisades SEL all-wheel drive.
All new Circle Hyundais are backed by America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, and Hyundai Assurance.
Go to CircleHyundai.com now and shop online. We are just off the Garden State Parkway exit 109 in Shrewsbury. Come in and join the Circle family.
Making our mark one customer, one MS warrior at a time.
Don't forget about me. 3,000 off and a donation made to the MS Society for every Hyundai sold.
It's Circle Hyundai's annual Mad March for MS sales event.
Join the Hyundai Getaway sales event at Circle Hyundai.
Off dealer posted price includes discount and rebates. Everyone qualifies. Not to be combined with any other offer, promotion, or special APR programs.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort. Now, I know you're probably spelling comfort in your head and asking yourself, is that possible? Am I just a really bad speller? Look, I don't know your spelling aptitude, but Skechers most definitely put the S in comfort, because Skechers is the comfort technology company and has developed fits and features that change everything you know about comfort, like hands-free Skechers slip-ins, the ultimate in comfort and convenience. It's footwear you just step into and they're on, with no bending down. Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Hey, Green Gobbler here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sink's overstaying its welcome. You're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste. You hope that it'd go away. Yeah, clogs don't just go away. I make them go away. I'm Green Gobbler, the only clog dissolver you need. I'm bleach-free, safe for your pipes, and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Gobbler. Let the gobbler get it.
Did you know that 99% of all business in New Jersey is small business? Are you a small business owner that could benefit from some help when it comes to business registration or certification? Maybe you'd like to explore funding programs or learn about growing your operations through export. Contact NJ Back, the New Jersey Business Action Center, a division of the Department of State, today. NJ Back is your source for free, confidential information and resources. NJ Back helps small business owners get answers to questions and find solutions to challenges. Business advocates work hard to get you what you need to make running your business easier and more efficient. Contact the New Jersey Business Action Center live chat at business.nj.gov with your questions. At NJ Back, we've got solutions for business owners, so connect with our live chat at business.nj.gov today. Sponsored by the New Jersey Business Action Center and aired in cooperation with the New Jersey Broadcasters Association and this station.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Hey, man, that striper bite in the back has been intense. I've got some nice weather coming up. It should be just a great season. So far, all indicators, Tom's River especially, has been hot. burn a spot, so what? Plenty of bass around. You know, also Graveling Point, great. Bloodworms, plugs, and plastics. That's been a norm early season. Well, check out the March issue of the Fisherman Magazine. Fantastic. Adds a whole new challenge and aspect to the early season striper game. On page 14, fly casting New Jersey backwaters by Captain Brett. He takes them! Taylor, Real Reaction Sport Fishing, Real Reaction Charters. I don't know how Captain Brett, I don't know what he uses these days. But I'll tell you, it is fly fishing for the stripers especially. A lot of fun. Can be extremely challenging. More of a learning curve on the saltwater game. Things, you know, heavier tackle, heavier lines, whatever. Then on the freshwater scene. Now listen, like Nick Cicero, God bless him up there, the national sales manager for Folsom, you know, Tsunami. Watch him put a size 24 midge across the Muskinet Con in low water with about a foot of space for an overhanging branch and nail a 20-inch branch. So that's a whole different aspect. But the fly fishing game and the back bass can be even more effective than the plugs and the plastics or, you know, the bait and weight with the worms and one thing. But when the fish are keyed in on certain small baits, man, and just the whole aspect with the long rod is just something to behold, something to experience. Captain Brett is here, going to take a break early today, just give us some tips on this fantastic article and the fly fishing for the linesiders. Captain Taylor, how are you?
I'm doing great, buddy. How you doing?
Brett, listen, I've been reading your material for years and years and years. Yeah, man, I'm old. Years and years. This is one of the best fly fishing pieces I have ever written for the Saltwater Daily. The last fly fishing show, listen, we had was several years ago, Captain Jimmy Frieda with Fly Fishing for Bluefish. Whole different aspect there, too. But, Brett, this fly fishing in the back bays, especially now through April into early May, can be devastatingly effective.
Yeah, it's really good, especially when we get some of these worm hatches. You get little cinder worms and you know, it can be really fun around the bridges, around any of those, you know, if you can get out the salt, the sedges.
Yeah, sedge, right, yep.
You're not getting 40-inch bass, but you're getting, it's consistent. You're getting, you know, the numbers are there. You know, you're getting 25-inch, 20-inch,
yep.
You know, maybe a 28, 29-incher. But it's the challenge of it, and it's fun, man. There's nothing like catching striped bass in the fly.
I call them, those are fun-sized bass, but they have, as the days get warmer, water warms up, mud begets, the flats get active, you have myriad forage options out there. You got the little crabs, you got the shrimp, you got Achilles, or a.k.a. minis down here in the south are starting. It's a smorgasbord, and it can be, they can go, that's like putting me in an Italian bakery, man. Look out!
Yeah, you can... There's tons of, you know, and that's what, you know, in the wintertime, I do a lot of fly tying, and, you know, that's where I'm, you know, making my, you know, my cinder worm. I have those for early season, like now. They're real good. And then you know, the deceivers, you have your, the clousers, crab flies, you know, shrimp flies. I have shrimp flies that, you know, so there's a host of bait. So as the water gets warmer, you get a lot more, you know, now you can do a lot more. You got poppers, you can use poppers on the surface. But it's fun, man. The challenge is there. And it's, like I said, it gives you a little bit different, you know, I'm used to spin fishing, you know, just conventional spin fishing.
Yeah, that's me waving my hand. That's me, man. The spin master.
Yeah, it just gives it a lot, you know, a different feel and a different challenge. And actually kind of, you know, rejuvenates it. It's pretty much, you know, even though I charter stuff, it's one of my favorite things to do personally is to go out there and fly fish. And even I know you're talking about bass, but I even fly fish for fluke in the summer, and it's fun.
And Chuck Ferrimsky, the original founder of the Fly Show, a guy Barry that's still going strong. You guys, that's a little too esoteric, man. I watch him do it behind Ocean City. Shout out to Chuck, and I watch him catch. Yeah, he ties little crab flies, like little leather pincers, like little. Fucking thing move. They look alive. And the fluke just go bonkers, man.
Yeah, that's like my summertime secret. Is when I have downtime, I'll fly out there in the skiff, and there's a couple areas that I'll actually anchor up the skiff, get out of it, and I'll walk some of these areas in the middle of the bay, and I'll fish these little drop-offs, these little sandbars with a fly rod, and it's just, you know, me in the bay, and it's peaceful, you know, so.
Brett, gearing up now for the fly game, it is, fly fishing always seems to be pretty intimidating, but you can get by with the, and the learning, with the basics. Now, I mean, Penn, for example, I think they have a battle fly, saltwater fly, I think an 8-weight and a 10-weight, whatever. But even some, like, Lovely D. Marie and I, we love the sunnies with the poppers and freshwater. We do some popping for bass, 6 up to 7 weights. 7-weight about minimum for what you're going to be doing in the back for the stripers?
Yeah, I would say seven weight is probably the, you know, that's the minimum. I wouldn't go anything lighter than that. I would say 8, you know, if you can get away with 8-weight, you're probably good. Mm-hmm. I like anywhere, you know, 8, 9, you know, in the ocean, I'm using 9 and 10. But, you know, for the most part in the back, you can get away with a 7 or an 8. 8, I would say, is better because it gives you a little bit more versatility. And it's funny that you said that because literally my first fly rod was a Reddington combo that I purchased at Sportsman Center in Bordentown.
Route 130. Yeah. I remember that place. Yep. Yeah.
So, but that's what got me into it. And it was intermediate line, and actually took lessons from, this is way back. God, this is like right out of college. I took lessons from one of the guys there for casting, but yeah, so I would say 7 or 8 will get you. That will, you'll be good in the back for that.
And Brett, again, my first taste was probably 8 or 9, 10. My first fly rod was a Blue Garcia glass rod with a Fluger Medalist or Naco Fluger Medalist reel, a level line. You know, went to the pet shop that also had some fishing tackle supplies. And I was catching, first time ever on a fly rod, besides sunnies and freshwater, I was catching snapper blues off the dock at a place used to be called Sportsman's Landing and Moby Dick's in Bayville. And I mean, these little snappers, you know, 7, 8, 9 inches. Ho, man, that was a whole game, man. So you can, if you do have decent freshwater tackle in an 8 or 9, like if you're, especially if you're popping for bass or chasing big pickerel, will that work for beginning stuff in the back bay salt stuff?
Yes, it will. It will. You know, the biggest thing in for us for saltwater is the wind, right? That's your biggest, that's your biggest factor. But yes, that 7-weight, you know, you can punch through that 8-weight. I would say, you know, because God, they have tons of different lines, right? You have sinking, you have 6 inch per second, 2, you know, 3.
Intermediate tip, yeah, intermediate sinking tip. Brad, can't get crazy. What would you recommend? Just a weight forward?
Yeah, weight forward. I think intermediate. I wouldn't go full sinking. I would go like an intermediate. This way, if you work it fast, especially if there's some blues around, if you work it fast, you can keep that line up top. You know, obviously, if you let that, you can let it also, it'll sink. You know, there's different rates. I'd say, you know, 2 inches per second, 3 inches per second, good. Once you get into the sinking lines, you have to, it's a little bit more of the casting because you can't really false cast that too much.
It's like casting
rope, I'd say for beginners, though, I wouldn't go floating. I think intermediate will get, it's the best of both worlds. That's where I would start. And then as if you get really into it, again, you read, there's a ton of information on the internet. Then you start experimenting with all the other different lines.
Okay, Jonas Analyze, Captain Brett Taylor, Real Reaction. Is it charters or sport fishing, Taylor? What is
it? You know what? It doesn't matter. It's perfect. So either they'll Google Real Reaction Sport Fishing or charters. They both come up to the same spot. The website is charters. And so that's, yeah, but the official name on is sport fishing. Doesn't really matter. Either one.
Hey, listen, the topic is saltwater fly fishing. Actually, let's break it down. Stripers in the back bays right now. Also, some of the tidal rivers like the Manasquan, Egg Harbor River, you got some stripers in there. Saltwater fly fishing adds a whole different aspect to the striper game, especially in the early going in the spring. People, hang on. We're coming. Captain Brett's coming back for another segment. Grab that cup. Grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
Fox on 10.
OpenAI is investigating if Chinese DeepSeek trained its model by essentially repeatedly asking it questions, scraping data from OpenAI to create their model. OpenAI said this to Fox Business, quote, "We know that groups in the People's Republic of China are actively working to use methods, including what's known as distillation, to try to replicate advanced U.S. AI models. Distillation is not illegal or necessarily punishable. The problem is that according to OpenAI's terms of service, they do not allow users to use outputs from their model to develop any artificial intelligence that competes with them, which is seemingly what DeepSeek did." Here's Trump's AI czar, David Sachs.
I don't think OpenAI is very happy about this. And I think one of the things you're going to see over the next few months is our leading AI companies taking steps to try and prevent distillation.
With Fox on Tech, I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
When I met both of them, it was like my missing pieces were found. Like it was just like an instant, these are my kids. If you're considering adopting a teen, just do it. Kids need families. I don't care the age. Everybody deserves a family.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. A message brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go. Look out below. Back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Beware the odds. Week of March 15th and 16th. I'm on Captain Brett Taylor, Real Reaction Sport Fishing, Real Reaction Charters, wherever you want to go, gets there. Talk about stripers in the Back Bay on the fly, a fly game for them. Now, Captain Brett, we went into the lines, leader material, mono, tippet to fluorocarbon. What's there? Are these things as eyebally as a tuna or a fluke or something? What's the deal?
Stripers are, you know, they are definitely a visual, you know, visual predators, but, you know, you can get away with probably mono. I'm fluorocarbon all the way, with it. So yeah, as far as the leader tippet, a lot of them will, there's a lot of companies out there that actually has your tippet that it tapers.
Mm-hmm.
And so you will, you know, I'll use anything up to, you know, I say 12 pound, 15 pound. If there's bluefish around, then it's, you know, it's a little bit different and you're going to use a little bit heavier. Even, you know, even with your flies, you can, you know, if there's bluefish around, there's certain flies that you can use for that. But yeah, I would say that's the name of the game. I go from the fly line to a solid section leader, maybe 40 pound, and then I taper down. Then I have my leader that tapers, to your, you know, like I said, 12 to 15.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get a little crazy, yeah, you could go 10. You know, you go a little bit lighter, but I like to keep it around in that 12 to 15 pound, especially in, you know, early season this time of year.
Brett, you mentioned earlier that about the wind as a factor. The few times I've been in the back and fairly successfully back here behind Ocean City down to was that Strathmere, Whale Creek. Oh, yeah. Not so much that of a long game. I've caught bass on the short game. In other words, you're not double hauling out, you know, 60 feet, 70. Sometimes the fish are in close tight if you can get it in there, correct?
Yes. Oh, yeah. They're tight. So, you know, if you're, again, if you have, you know, either if you're working the sedge, you say sod banks, or if you're mm-hmm. working around a bridge, or if you're wading out, yeah, sometimes there, I know there's a spot in LBI where I can wade out and I only have to make like a 20-foot cast.
Right.
And
yeah.
They're hanging off a sandbar, and they're usually there. I can almost predict it every March. They're the same spot because I've been catching them year after year. Now, again, the fish are only 18 to 20 inches, but when you haven't done anything all winter, it feels great to get them out, you know, to pull those fish. And, you know, it's depending on your area. So, and I'll try to – there's some areas that you can – you know, you can get away from the wind too. You can, if you're in a boat, you can tuck yourself.
Right.
You know, you can tuck yourself. So I always kind of, you always think about that. So it's, you know, obviously if it's blowing 20, 25, it's not a good day to fly fish, you know? So it really depends on that. And yes, you can double haul, single haul, keep that line, you know, keep that real tight, to punch through that wind. But yeah, it's, you know, there it's a lot, it's more forgiving, the backwater, as it compared to if you're fishing off the surf or fishing in the boat in the open ocean. It's a lot more forgiving because the backwater, you know, you can tuck yourself in and your cast may not have to be as long.
Brett, the one thing, the connector to the rod, one thing I neglected, the reel. I mean, a basic reel for the stuff in the back. Like on one photo listeners on page 17 of Brett's fantastic article in March issue of Fisherman Magazine, fly casting the backwaters. For those fish there, Brett, you know, is there really a need for the $200 to $300 to $400 to $500 and above fly rod? Can you know, especially if you know serviceable drag, you know how to palm the reel, you can get by with something basic?
You can get by with, yes, you can absolutely get by with a lot of, you know, basic. The only, you know, the only thing is with the basic stuff is you'll probably have a lot more corrosion, you know. But again, if you're just getting into it, don't go spend $1,200 on a reel. You know, once you get, if you really have a passion for it, once you really get into it, then you can start upgrading to the more expensive things because as you pay more money, then the reels are made out of titanium. They can be dipped in salt water. They're not, you know, there's no corrosion at all. Mm-hmm. I have one very expensive reel by Able Reels. But again, I started with a $200 combo.
There you go. The brand,
That's how I started. You don't need to get out there and spend, you know, thousands of dollars. Eventually, if you get, you know, once you become a fly aficionado, then
then the sky's the limit. Brett, the tried and true, still made, the tried and true listeners, the Pfluger medalist. And Pfluger's known by Pure Fishing, which owns what? I don't know how many companies now. Fenwick man from way back. They own Fenwick. But the Pfluger medalist, a little on the heavy side, but by an ounce or so, big deal. Unless you're making 400 casts a day, I don't think that's going to make a difference. But again, a little rinse off. After a day in the back on the bay, even if it doesn't get wet, because you know, listen, you know, the salt in the air and the mist a whole bit. And Brett, that thing is still catching fish for us.
Yeah, if you just, I'll tell you what, just like you said, you rinse it. Actually, you can actually dip it in warm fresh water.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real good thing to do. That'll really dissolve all the salt crystals and anything in there. And then you can open it up and you can kind of hit it with like WD-40 or some type of some type of oil, but. You know, again, it's the Pfluger's perfect. That's perfect to get started. And they'll hold up too. Yeah. They're not, you know, it's not something that's going to fall apart in a year. It's going to hold up a bit. But you know, again, it's just like with anything, like with tuna, striper, fluke. It's, you know, the sky's the limit. You can spend very little or you can spend a lot.
Third mortgage time, Taylor.
Yeah, it's really what you.
Yep.
It's what you want to do, and then you start getting into fly tying and everything else that, you know. So,
hey Taylor, I tried that and I tried rod building. I have the attention span of a gnat, so you know where that went.
Well, you know what?
I have bobbins and all these things are like, yeah, get it. No, check it. Oh, $295. Yeah, give me four of those. $395. Well, yeah, give me five of those.
With freshwater flies, I say screw that. I'm not dealing with. You know, size 20 hook or whatever, but you know, with salt water, it's a lot. You know, it's bad. You know, so it's like I said, it's such a niche thing, and it gives you a whole nother avenue on the salt water.
Okay, Captain Brett, let's get to the choice of victual. Now, a lot of times, lovely Demir and I, when we used to fly fish. It's trying to match we had something that looks like. Something, not like any particular bug, but it looks like a bug. It looks like something. Is it really that crazy to try the cinder worms are one thing, but try to match a hatch exactly, or you do have more options there. And so far as some of these, again, crab flies and shrimp flies and like your cinder worm flies, they're so friggin' lifelike. When you're out there, what are you looking for? There's no cinder worm hatch going on. What are you going to try? You're fishing a fly. You're going to go with a crab. You're going to go with a shrimp. What's the deal?
So I'll tell you that the best.
Let it out, Taylor. Give it up.
the all around best one is probably the clouser fly. You go half and half. You know, it's always white on the bottom, and then you could go yellow and white, pink and white, chartreuse and white, all white. But the clousers, that's like a classic fly. That's probably the most versatile fly for, and probably one of my go-to flies for striper. Now, when you start seeing that there's more shrimp, or you see that there's crab, if they're on a crab bite, then you can switch over to one of those. But I always usually start 90% of the time, I start with a clouser fly. And they're, like I said, they use them down in Florida for tarpon. It's one of the most versatile flies, smallmouth in the Susquehanna, you know. So that's probably the best thing. Now, when you get into other species, you know, if I'm fishing for fluke, it's a lot more specific. Then I'm using a shrimp, or I'm using a crab fly, or something that, you know, they're feeding on, a surf candy. But as bass, you know, in the back, that's what I would say would be your number one fly to go with. And then the deceiver, you know, there's deceiver patterns. Again, you always, white is optimal. You want white.
Now, Brett, again, some of these epoxy flies are so, they're so lifelike. And we get the peanut bunker starting in the mullet. Chuck Ferensky tied some, I don't know what material it was, but he had the hook coming out of the middle of the fly, of the, it looked like a shiner, you know, a bass shiner, you know, anchovy, whatever. And the way it was tied, it was laying horizontal instead of, you know, upright, with the hook coming out of the middle. I said, Chuck, what's this about? He says, when bass or blues blast into a school, and you have fish that are hit, and they're just floating down like that. And he said, easy pickings for a bass. He's a bass or lazy. And right. Brett, if we don't catch fish with that, I think I have one left somewhere. I can't find it. I read your article. Now I'm screaming. I tore the place apart trying to find it. But have you ever seen a fly like that? Hats off to Ferensky on that deal.
Yeah, no. Right out of the
middle, and the fly, it goes down flat like a trout magnet. Just goes down flat. You fish it flat?
Yeah, no. I haven't. I usually use, you know, the surf candies. That's the that's my, you know, the go-to, especially in the fall. That becomes a staple.
Yeah, this is like a sort of mylar. It's weird. It's a weird material. Leave it to the saltwater fly guys. All right.
if you look at any fly, decent fly shop, even, you know, catalogs, there's tons of different materials, and the technology has gotten better and better. Mm-hmm. All the synthetics, and now you have, you know, you have these, you know, used to be epoxy. Now you have these UV where you put this resin in, and then you can hit it with a UV light and it hardens. And that's how I make some of my shrimp flies, is by doing that. And, you know, it's all these new technologies that make your flies. They look just like the real thing.
Crazy. Okay, Brett, now where are we? We're up against a hard break, but we only have a few minutes. I know you want to get out on the water, get back to it. Where are we looking right now? Warming trend coming, naturally. We're going to still have some cold, windy days, whatever, and some cold right now. But again, a prevailing warming trend, not too windy. You're in the back, either in a boat or walking this edge. Sandbars, drop-offs, where two tidal currents collide. What areas? Where can we pick for a shot at a bass?
West is best. So the western part of the bays is going to be the warmest, right? All those, you know, the sedges. Tidal creeks are probably your number one spot, especially if you have some freshwater influence, like the Toms River, the Mullica, they're Maurice, the Kilhansy. There's, you know, that's your best spot to start. Now, if you're in Barnegat Bay, you know, again, you're going to hit that Toms River. It's loaded with fish right now.
Ain't lying, boy.
But if you work down, so say you can't get there, some of those sedges tucked back on the west side of the bay, they're more accessible by boat than by land, but there's fish in those mud flats. That's where most of them are. Now, if you got to understand, is, you know, that incoming, that ocean water is very cold. They're going to be, you know, that western part of the bay, that's where all the mud is, and it heats up faster, and that's where you're going to have more life. And that's where I would look. No matter where, if you're in north, you know, middle of the state, all the way south, you want to look toward those western sedges. But don't can out any bridges. You know, those bridges will hold some fish this time of year. But you got to hit them on that outgoing tide.
Brett, it's going to be a millionaire, trillionaire. Anyone who can come up with, especially, you know, later on the summer, early fall, on a weighted line, a tog or a Bergall imitation fly. Big, like a bird size, you know, like a sparrow size or starling size. Because yes. Stripers love tog and Bergalls, man.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yes, they do.
Okay, Brett, the back, when do you find, for example, when will the bluefish show? I know down at Graveling Point, shout out to Scotty Albertson, original owner of Scott's Bait and Tackle, he's a Tommy P. When the bluefish show, give the bass another 3 or 4 days, and then they're gone. Now, I've seen that happen as early as mid to late April or as late as the first or second week in May. What do you think?
Yeah, that's about right. I say more, a little bit, it's trending more towards May over the last few years. But honestly, we haven't had a lot of big, you know, a lot of blues. Like, we had a good run, I don't know, maybe 6 years ago, seven years ago. That was the last. We were getting 30-inch blues on poppers in 4 feet of water on the west side of the bay.
I remember that.
But we haven't had that.
Yeah.
We haven't had that in a while. It's more at the inlets. So, I, those bass that I'm talking about on the west side in those marshes, they're there for a good chunk of April and May.
There you go.
So that's what, you know, but again, the blues, our blues haven't pushed that far back. Our most of the blues, if you get them in May, they're around that, you know, Barnegat Inlet. That's where I fish. I know Manasquan gets a run of them in the inlet.
Yep. All the way down to about to Dog Beach or something. Then they sort of vanish. They go and they turn around and go back out. Yeah.
Yep, exactly. So, and bluefish will be more on that incoming. They like that cleaner water.
Mm-hmm.
They like that ocean water. They kind of ride that in. Whereas, you know, the bass, I'm talking, the ones we're hitting are more resident fish. They're here. They might be ones that you know, have come up the coast, but they're, you know, a little bit smaller. They're not ones that are feeding on bunker.
Right.
You know, they're ones coming in the estuary. They're feeding on little shrimp. A little young of the year fish, a little spearing, and you know, so they'll stay. You'll get, Stan's pro staff, Phil, Natalie,
Filet,
great, phenomenal fisherman. Phil is, but Phil gets a lot of. He'll get bass in July in some of these backwater spots.
Sure. Captain Brett, before I let you go, real fast, May 4th, fluke opener in the back. If you want to try it with the fly, area and choice, would it be a shrimp? Would it be a crab? I know, for example, some of the shops, Creekside, Fanatics, whatever, they sell tons of the gulp, the little peeler crab, first month or so of the season. I've seen fluke oatmeal, guys filleting loaded with crabs. Would a crab fly be a viable option for fluke in the early going? Or shrimp or both?
You hit the nail on the head, both of them. I would use, as far as crab, a little blue crab imitation, or a calico crab.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fluke, they're loaded with those. So if you can, you know, use that type of fly, or if you use a sand shrimp, there's a lot of different shrimp patterns. There's the, you know, you have the easy epoxy shrimps, but any of that sand shrimp pattern, that's another good attempt for fluke. And again, outgoing tide, get that warmer water and fish off those, you know, you want to fish off any of those little 3 to 4 foot drops and work that, let that fly work through, and not fast, you know, you don't want to.
I was just gonna ask you that. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, it's very, you know, just a strip, you know, pause, let it go, strip, you know, pause, and that's the way you want to work that. And then the big thing is, you know, when you're first fishing for fly, you're so used to setting the hook with a conventional or a spinning, but fly, actually, you set the hook with a line. You know, you just, you know, as you feel that fish go, you just set that, you pull and set that hook, that fish, and then you're on. But, you know, fluking, it's a little bit tough in the beginning. It can be a little bit tough. I would say the best time, if you want to try fluking a little bit later in the season when they get a little bit more aggressive with the warmer water. But I have caught them first week in May on the fly. There, I mean, it's possible. They're there.
Captain Brett Taylor, thanks for joining us. This is a March edition of Fisherman Magazine on page 14. Captain Brett Taylor, great article, Fly Casting Jersey Backwaters. Fly game, a whole different, opened up a whole different window. You know, you could go with the bait cast, you go with the spinning. Give the fly a try. But Captain Brett, before I let you go, how's that wonderful family?
Everybody's good, man. Jen, my wife, you know, we're you know, it's everybody's good. Wife's good. The kids are good. Luke's in the you know, he's JV varsity for baseball. Good. So, you know, it's just, you know, going through. And the other thing I meant to add is Jake started Little League. So guess what? Now
oh, my God.
So I don't know. Can we extend the day to 28 hours in a day rather than 20? I mean, I need a little bit more time because I'm spread everywhere right now.
Captain Brett, before I let you go, give that website, please, or Facebook or whatever.
All right. So it's either Real Reaction Sport Fishing, Real Reaction Charters. The website is realreactioncharters.com. The best way to reach me is my cell, 609-290-7709. But I am booked out for May, June, and now July is fully booked. So I have openings in April and August to Christmas. I have some openings left.
Listeners, saltwater in the back, man. Bass and Fluke, give the fly a try. Captain Brett, have a good season. We'll see you soon, man.
Thank you, Tom. You too, buddy.
Take care, brother. You're way long on that segment. Grab that cup, grab that bowl. Red Bull, be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. I try to fly, man. It is crazy going.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Fox News, I'm Chris DeMeo. The Senate passing a bill that will fund the federal government until September 30th, avoiding a partial shutdown. Here's Fox's Ryan Schmelz from D.C.
The bill includes an increase in military spending and cuts to non-defense spending. A wide majority of Democrats opposed the bill because of those cuts and instead wanted a one-month extension.
The vote 54-46, the bill now heads to President Trump for his signature. President Trump speaking at the Department of Justice, which he vowed to overhaul during his 2024 presidential campaign.
I will insist upon and demand full and complete accountability for the wrongs and abuses that have occurred.
Democrats are concerned the president will use the Justice Department and the FBI for revenge on political enemies. Texas officials say three people have been killed in vehicle crashes in a dust storm in the state's panhandle. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Mostly cloudy skies for today with a high of 61. It'll be mild tonight, breezy, low clouds, low 51 with temperatures rising through the 50s overnight. We'll wrap up the weekend tomorrow, windy and warm with considerable cloudiness. Expect a passing afternoon shower or two, the high 67. Breezy for your St. Patrick's Day Monday, cloudy in the morning, clouds giving way to some sunshine, the high 64. I'm AccuWeather's Drew Shannon on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. 5.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hey, man, time for a fishing report. No time, a long time no talk to, but it is triple banging from what I'm hearing down in Atlantic City. Joining us on the line for a first of the year report from the AC area. Noel Feliciano, one-stop bait and tackle, 416 Atlantic Avenue in AC. How you doing, brother?
Can't get no better than this. Getting this March in. Let me tell you something.
Tell me something, man.
This hibernation that people got going on, you get out and do your thing because the fish are here. And they are catching some nice-sized perch this year. The perch situation this year, they're humongous. It can be in both sides of the river. It can be the Egg Harbor. It can be the Great Egg Harbor up front over here. And let me tell you something. You know why you're not catching fish? Because you're not going to go fish. So don't wait for the fishing report. Make your fishing report.
Hey, Noel, the perch bite, grass shrimp, bloods, little jigs, what's the dealio, bro?
All of the above. The most important thing, they're going out for striped bass. They're catching perch, the little grass shrimp, head-on shrimp, too. A lot of people, you know, you can get some head-on shrimp and cut little pieces of it, and you catch the bigger ones. And people like jigging for them, and when you jig for them, you catch the bigger ones. So I always love the jigging because, you know, it creates a challenge for me. I just can't soak bait. I like soaking one and putting one out in the hand and just jigging on around. But then you catch that striped bass, too. But the most important thing is catch a peace of mind. Thank God we can go out there and catch nature. And this is the most important thing.
Now, well, you said triple bang.
Is going to be.
You said triple bang now, right? Right, which is a perch.
Yep,
what's the double bang? What's a double bang? Stripers?
The double bang is actually the striped bass.
They're
doing extremely well up in the river system with that. And over there in Lakes Bay, you know, the cat's out the hat now, but they're catching black drum, too.
That's the triple bang, man, the black drum. Bang that drum, brother. What's that? Is that a clam bite?
Yeah, it's a clam bite. You know, they're putting a high-low rig, one with bloodworm and one with... They don't catch perch in Lakes Bay, too, by the way. I don't know why, but, you know, they just don't. But that's over there towards... Between Atlantic City, West Atlantic City, between Pleasantville and Atlantic City. The address is up on the website on the One Stop Bay AC on Facebook. Uh-huh. Check it out. I did a video there. And the most important thing, go out there, like I said before, and make your fishing report. And don't wait for mines or anybody else's, because you got to make your own.
You got it, my brother. You got it. Hey, how's the world and the family? Everything good?
Let me tell you something. We just came back from Puerto Rico a couple days ago. Just opened a couple days ago. Right. Off the plane, jet lagged, and opened one stop.
Get it well, brother. Good report. We'll catch you next week, man.
God bless, brother.
See you. I'm going to wrap up the short report section. Captain Dave, the Rave Show of Obsequian Bay Sports Center, 81 Natalie Terrace, and Obsequian, man, he has it going on. Ooh, Captain Dave, talk to us, man. Talk to us. What's happening?
Well, the stripers sort of slowed up on the very first day, but it's on a snowball roll right now. We're on this bloodworm moon, and the bloodworms are selling, but these stripers are eating everything in sight. You know, the plastic baits and a secret bait that we just found out about, the Z-Man chatter bait, is killing them with one of them little white 4-inch jerk shad trailers.
Uh-huh.
That they're here. The rivers are full. This full moon is the migration. Back in the day when we were allowed to use those herring for bait, you're old enough to know that. I know you are.
Dave, there has to be herring around, man. How can they have disappeared?
I will guarantee you. I will guarantee you they are in the rivers right now.
Yep.
When I had the only legal, and I emphasize the state legal, live herring business in the state. This week I would have had the nets up right now to hit this full moon, and I would have had a good catch of herring. It's never as many as everybody thought I was catching, but I'd have bait for the full moon day.
Dave, and I remember that there, the South River there, right above Gasco Park there. It was loaded with guys getting, and there were herring everywhere.
Yeah, there were, and then the pair of trawlers took them all, and they said, well, we can't use any more for bait because we gave them to these big ships. Yeah, those pair of trawlers just cleaned them up.
So, Dave, the chatterbaits are working. Any standard paddle tails? I know you're a gulper big time for the spring bass. Are they hitting any gulp paddle tails or the jerk shads?
I still believe 100% in that gulp paddle tail. Someday I'm going to have to go fishing with somebody else to prove me wrong that the gulp doesn't outfish everything else. And it's just hard for me to just get loose on a day just to do it. But I know, you got all the connections. Maybe we'll get somebody to go someday with one of those other companies. That Z-Man, supposedly, they are pretty good. They got some Senate baits, and
yeah, they're using
everything that they're the fish bites has got all their new different shapes and sizes.
Yep.
There's a lot of stuff out there, but personally, whatever you're fishing with, this is my secret. Go with what you're confident in.
I'm
confident with the gulp. Go with what you're confident in, because you know it catches fish, and you'll catch them. And that confidence factor is a big, big thing anytime you go fishing.
Hey, Cap, throw some throw some perch spots at us in a hot bait. By the way, do you have grass shrimp? Please say yes.
I just had a semi-professional come through here, and the first words out of his mouth are, where the Yeah, where are the grass rim? with an expletive in the middle. And I says, well, I don't know. I'll tell you my theory on the grass rim, and I'll bet you if you could figure it out, it's number one, the perch fishing has been so good, and there's so many small stripers everywhere there's grass rim. If they get in any kind of bunch enough to get into your dip net, there's perch and bass chasing them. If they don't eat them all, they're at least busting them up so you can't catch them.
There you go.
And I believe that 100%.
Okay, Cap. Okay, man, listen, May 4th, Flounder Opener. Where are you going to be, Cap? Point some areas, man. It's going to be here before you know it. Go.
Well, it is here. Yeah, we know it's coming. That's prime time, and for the last I don't know how many years I've been running my customer appreciation tournament, and that's going to be that weekend. But, yeah, I don't know why they couldn't have opened the flounder season on Saturday for one day change. But, no, the last year it was the 4th. It had to be exactly the 4th again. So I'm going to really up the ante for the 3rd, for the Saturday. First Saturday is going to be the big day. I'm going to have all the, you know, all the other fish is going to be the prizes and everything for my tournament on Saturday the 3rd, and then the 4th. It's going to be all flounders all the time because I think we got a good pattern that's come up. It's really starting to show with the stripers.
Yep.
The perch are really showing. I think we're going to see it go right through. We're going to see tog in April, and then switch over to the flounder. It's going to be a great spring.
Okay, Cap, we'll see you pretty soon, man. Take care.
Take care. Okay, we'll see you.
Yeah, plenty of fish around. Be right back to close it out. Tom P., Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio, 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Coming up on This Weekend, not only have home prices been soaring for years, but so-called affordable ones have seen the biggest percentage price increases. Is there any relief on the way? Also, how families can save money on pricey summer camps, plus the financial dilemmas for young adults when it comes to Venmo. And colleges desperate to avoid fines for students storming the court. That and more on This Weekend.
This morning at 6 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
And that'll close it out for the Odds Weekend with me, Tom P. Weekend of March 15th and 16th. Hey, if you got a chance this morning, check it out. The Ocean City Red Raider Fishing Flea Market. It's going on today. Kicks off at 9, goes to 1 p.m. at the Ocean City Civic Center, 5th and the Boardwalk. New and used and collectible tackle, all sorts of goods of fresh and salt water. All proceeds go directly to the Ocean City School Fishing Clubs. $5 for an adult, youngsters 6 to 13, $1. Kids under 6, free with a paying adult. There's a lot of free parking, refreshments, and door prizes. That's today. It's going to go from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. Get out there and enjoy. Tom P. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.